So why doesn't God stop bad people from doing bad things? It happens all the time. It happens all around you. They lie, cheat, steal, kill, manipulate, and God isn't stopping them. And there you are trying to do the biblical thing, the godly thing, toeing that line that God says that you are to walk, and you're getting stepped on, emotionally beat up, passed over for the promotion, and God isn't stopping them. Where's God's power? Where's God's might? Throughout this week, we're going to ask and answer some pretty difficult questions in the Bible and see God's beautiful answers that he's going to give to you. And we're going to start with that first question. Why doesn't God stop bad people from doing bad things? I mean, you read through the Bible and you see God's power, his might, right? Stopping evil. But where is that now? The Egyptians go into the Red Sea. God crashes the waters down. He stops them cold. Peter sees God's power, God's might when the evil is going against him, yet God pushes them back. Saul is on his way to go kill Christians, and then all of a sudden God converts him and changes him into Paul. Where's that power now? Where's that might now? If that's your question, you're not alone. About 3,000 years ago, the psalm writer said this in Psalm 82, "How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Why does God let the guilty go unpunished?" It seems like God delays his wrath, and actually God straight up admits it. If you turn our Bibles and we move over to Isaiah in chapter 48, he says this, "For my own sake, I delay my wrath." So God admits it. He delays his wrath. That seems unfair. That seems wrong. Why doesn't God show his power and his might? What if God did? What if God listened to us, and every time anyone did anything wrong, God's atomic elbow of justice came down on them? What if every single time anyone's broke the speed limit in their car broke down and cost them $532. Very specific amount, but God could do it. Pretty soon you'd stop speeding. What if every single time you told a lie, a tooth fell out, pretty quickly you would stop lying? What if every time that you had an impure thought come into your mind, someone would come out of the bushes, kick you where you really don't want to be kicked, really hard? Pretty quickly you would stop having those impure thoughts, but your change would come because of fear of God and not faith in God. And that's not the kind of relationship God wants with you. And so if we turn back then into Isaiah chapter 48, here's the second part of that verse. "For my own name's sake, I delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back." God wants us to be drawn back into him because, here's the rest of it, he doesn't want to cut us off. God doesn't want us to follow him or have fear of him. He wants faith in him. And so we hear this. 2 Peter gives us the final explanation. God says this, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise," as some understand slowness. "He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." The reason why God delays is because he wants the unbelievers to have more time that God's grace, the Holy Spirit's work, might come into their hearts and change them. The reason why God delays is because God wants us as Christians to realize our wrong and through the power of the Spirit to confess and grow in our relationship with God and to be forgiven. So when you see evil happening, it's going to continue to happen. Don't scream out, "God, go get them. God, show them your might and teach them a lesson. Have them have justice." Instead, be thankful that God's a God of mercy. And instead say, "God, go get them. Go get them and teach them a lesson, not with justice, but with Jesus, so that more people know the peace, the love that you and I have in Christ."